From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the time is now for diplomacy.
If we cannot work together more effectively, we will all suffer the consequences.
U.S. President Barack Obama called on the world Monday to shun war and conflict and instead engage in new diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts across the globe. The American leader told the United Nations General Assembly that we'll all be stronger if we work together, and it's time to move away from force and coercion.
But I stand before you today believing in my core that we, the nations of the world, cannot return to the old ways of conflict and coercion. We cannot look backwards. We live in an integrated world, one in which we all have a stake in each other's success.
He criticized Russia for its annexation a year ago of Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula and involvement in support of pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin told the United Nations General Assembly today that the armed forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are valiantly fighting terrorism face-to-face and that refusing to cooperate with them is a huge mistake. He also called for the creation of a broad international anti-terrorist coalition, which he compared to the anti-Hitler coalition of World War II. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurdish militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria, he said. More broadly, the Russian leader criticized the foreign policy of the U.S. and its Western allies, including what he called the export of so-called democratic revolutions. This is VOA News.